And we're talking about energy medicine. I was telling you about some of the things that I do, the daily exercise routine, what you're doing is really detoxifying your body. You can do a spinal flush. You can work on your chakras. You can do your neurolymphatic reflex points. You can do a hookup. You can, when you want to connect heaven and earth, there's a way of doing that when you invite the heavens to send you inspiration. You want to also be grounded. People don't wear shoes that ground them anymore. You have to be connected to the earth. You have to have your yin and your yang have to be connected. Yang is from the sun, the energy from the sun. Yin is coming from the earth. And my bare feet right now are touching my earthing pad. I sleep under an earthing pad. I expect the heavens to be opened up to me. You can do a spinal flush on a friend, or you can do one on yourself if your friend is not there. You can work. I've worked with chakras. I can work on animals. My cats know about energy medicine. They love energy medicine. They know what it's about. I do spinal flushes on my on Leo. He needs a lot of help. He's kind of energetic, but the point is that you're working on yourself. And here's the other thing. All of this, a lot of the things that I practice come out of China. Energy medicine has been part of the Chinese culture for 5,000 years. It's been a part of the culture of India. It's been a part of the culture of Native America. It has been a culture. It has been a part of the culture of many, many ancient civilizations. And so, when I first heard about this thing coming from Wuhan, I'm thinking, let's see, they're taking what for this COVID-19. In China, according to traditional Chinese medicine, the doctor only got paid if you kept him well, if you kept the patients well. If somebody got sick, they didn't get paid. They used traditional medicine. They used Chinese traditional medicine. So when I heard that this disease came out of Wuhan, the first thing I thought of, why the heck aren't they using their meridians? Why the heck aren't the doctors just simply clearing the meridians and doing all the stuff that they've been doing for 5,000 years? Why are we hearing that they are trying to, I don't know what they're trying to do. I think it's just an economic scare tactic to shut the economy down, because really, really, you do need to understand the nature of what is going on. And the first thing that they should do is be practicing the energy medicine that they've been practicing for the last 5,000 years. And so when I heard this, I thought, something's not right here. Something is really not right. So that's how I felt. Anyway, you can sign up. As I mentioned earlier, I took the Buteyko breathing seminar. You can sign up. They're having another seminar where they're you can sign up. And you can do that by going to, let's see, where do I send you? Just do breathing center, and you will get the sign up sheet for it. And you can sign up for a free seminar, And of course, the other thing is that they are invading your privacy by doing this. They're keeping people from talking to each other. And there are things that you can do to educate yourself. And you need to understand where it's coming from. We can take some phone calls if you wish. And you can, let's see, I'm just going through some of this stuff. Your addiction to screens. Oh, for heaven's sakes, don't take your cell phone to bed with you and put it under your pillow. My gosh, cell phones, electricity, when electricity was introduced, you hardly heard of cancer. Maybe one person of 500 got cancer. Now it's one out of two. Children have been developing leukemia and cancer, and they're placing these cell towers, 5G, well, any kind of cell tower, on the top of schools. They're placing them all over, and this is affecting a lot of health for a lot of people. And so you need to be aware of what you are doing, how you're doing it, and start thinking about taking care of yourself and doing it in a natural way, doing it to the point that, well, that's going to help you. I've been reading a lot of things that Peter Myers has put out lately. And he says, let's see, he says chloroquine is found to kill coronavirus, but the CDC and the FDA bureaucracy wants to delay. In other words, would you believe that? The government is withholding information that would help us to fight this coronavirus or this COVID-19. Would you actually believe that they are withholding information? Do you really think the government would withhold information that would allow us to recover from whatever it is we have regarding this coronavirus and have no side effects? You realize that the drug companies aren't going to make a dime off of something that's free and available and can be delivered to tens of millions of people, and it's safe and it's cheap. And but the FDA, nope, they aren't going to do that. Oh, the other thing, open secrets. Let's see. It seems, let's see, I read an article about, let's see, where did I put that article? Let's see, Open Secrets. Okay, here we go. On Thursday, Open Secrets broke the news that Senate Intelligence Committee chairman Richard Burr, a Republican, North Carolina, and his wife Brooke sold between $628,000 and $1.7 million in publicly traded stocks on February 13th as a coronavirus outbreak began to spread across the U.S. His sell-off of large investments in hotel companies that later saw their stock values evaporate followed a closed-door briefing on the risk posed by COVID-19 and his public assurances about the government's ability to fight the virus. Anyway, the story sent shockwaves through the media landscape and led to calls for an investigation and even for Senator Burr's resignation. I didn't hear about that on the evening news, and I'm sure you didn't either. It also led to further reporting about other senators engaged in sell-offs, including Kelly Loeffler, who also reported large sell-offs just before the coronavirus hammered the U.S. equities. And, of course, we all know that just before an invasion of yet another country in the Middle East, that these same senators, not exact same senators, but senators and representatives invested heavily in arms and armaments and war-making machines and stuff. Well, no wonder they go to Washington as broke as the rest of us, and they come back as millionaires. What is wrong with people that they don't get that they go to Washington maybe as a wrestling coach who make modest income, and they come back as a millionaire and a huge property owner. We got to put two and two together, people. Our representatives and our senators do not represent us. They represent their greed, and that's why they all come back as millionaires. But you're not going to hear that on the news, as I said. So you need to take care of yourself, because you are not going to find a senator or a doctor. Now, there are great doctors out there. People usually go into medicine because they want to help people. But you have something called the standard of care. They are not able to prescribe a medication. They have to look up the symptoms in an algorithm. The algorithm is designed by the American Medical Association, the hospitals, the insurance industry, and Big Pharma. Those four entities decide what medication you may take in order to address your symptoms. They are addressing symptoms. They are not addressing causes. And if they abide by the standard of care, they're not going to get sued. Oh, they might get sued. They still have to pay insurance premiums and whatnot. But they have to abide by the standard of care. I refer to it as the substandard of care. And so their hands are tied. You think that the FDA is really, really protecting us and that they're doing all of these studies on all of these meds? Heavens no. The ABC agencies set up by the government are to protect the corporations. The FDA does not test anything. The FDA extracts money from a company that creates a vaccine, that creates a drug. They are paid by the company who supposedly do these clinical trials on their vaccines and on their drugs. The company pays the FDA. The FDA says, oh, okay, we approve. They don't do any testing. They don't do anything. They protect the corporations. And so the physician's hands are locked. And when you receive a vaccine, the vaccines are protected by a court, as people refer to it as a vaccine court. And every time that you go in to get a vaccine, which we could talk about the emergence of dementia associated with vaccine. But anyway, when you go in to get a vaccine, it used to be that you got maybe 9. And now I think, before a child is even graduated from high school, they get 36. And if you go in for a multi-vaccine, say it has 4 or 5 different things in it, the patient or the parent is paying 75 cents per vaccine, and that goes into a fund, so that when somebody is sued for the results of a vaccine, it's not the vaccine company or the pharmaceutical company that's paying the fee when a patient or a patient's parents sue. And there have been millions and millions of dollars won in these lawsuits. So they've got their butts covered. However, you have to prove, the patient's parents have to prove, they have to stand in line. And sometimes it takes 3 to 4 years. And there are so many children, and this started, if you were born after 1991, when the CDC increased the number of vaccines that were required by infants, the infants even have to have a protection against, what is that vaccine that they get, to protect them against, what is that? My mind is not working. That protects them for 7 years from a something that they would get if they were engaging in exchanging needles or having sex with somebody that has HIV. They have to get that before they even leave the hospital. That is so ridiculous. And the vaccine is supposedly lasts for 7 years. And then they have boosters. So if you were born after 1991, chances are you're going to have some problems. You're going to maybe be in you're going to have autism. You're going to have, maybe you're going to be banging your head or not able to speak for 3 years or a lot of other things. That can happen to people, to especially infants, little infants that come to us that we're supposed to love and cherish. To cherish your children, you need to really read what's in these vaccines. If you want your child to have aborted fetal tissue, injected in their body, if you want them to be injected with mercury or aluminum or some of the other gross things that are in vaccines, then you're not being a responsible parent. Before you get any vaccine, you should read what the ingredients. You should make the decision. Just because a person has a white coat on doesn't mean that they are professional. They are simply doing what they are required to do by law. It's a trumped up system. More people die as a result of medical practice in this country than die by gunshot. Okay? You're more apt to be killed by a doctor than you are by somebody shooting you. 9,000 times more likely to be killed by allopathic medicine than you are by gun violence. So we don't see any yellow tape up around the hospitals. The other thing is, hospitals are the places where you can pick up all kinds of nasty germs. You can pick up C. diff. If you want to pick up a germ, just take a trip to the hospital. Now, some trips are unavoidable. There was no choice. It was either who knew what it was. Your right lung is bigger than your left lung. What happens when your lung collapses is it doesn't just collapse like a balloon, although sometimes it does. But what happens is it moves out of position, and it presses against your heart, it presses against your other essential organs, and you're in really tough shape. Okay, I'll be right back momentarily. Stay with me.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Starts with you and me. It starts with you and me. We all can be heroes if we take the lead to change the bad to good, to live in harmony. It starts with you and me.
All righty, we are back. And our second guest is here, and I would like to introduce him at this time. His name is Dr. Gil Mobley. That's M-O-B-L-E-Y. He is a board-certified, residency-trained emergency trauma physician who has practiced in two U.S. states and in medical missions to Guatemala for decades. He's a graduate of Georgia Regents Medical University in Augusta, Georgia, and has studied infectious diseases all of his life, especially pandemics. In addition to his status of being an ER physician, he is also a microbiologist who obtained his Bachelor of Science degree from the University of Georgia in Athens. In 2014, towards the height of the Ebola crisis, Dr. Mobley boldly wore a hazmat suit emblazoned with the words, and I quote, "The CDC is lying," and he did this at the Atlanta International Airport, and this event attracted widespread international attention and resulted in President Obama naming an Ebola disease czar within 48 hours. Dr. Mobley, welcome to the program.
It's a privilege to be on this program, vent with some things I think everybody needs to know, and especially the sophisticated, upscale, ahead of the future town of Austin, Texas. I was down there for a conference within the past few months. It is a fine city.
Indeed. You know, let's see if I've ever been there. I am in the Chicago suburbs.
Okay.
And our network is in...
Okay, gotcha. Well, super. I said Austin, Texas, as it showed up on the caller ID, and next to Seattle, Chicago's my number two place to be. I love it. Anyway, seriously, right. Oh, Lord.
Oh, okay. It's good.
I'm glad I'm not in Seattle right now. Oh, Lord.
It's tough to be anywhere in the United States right now, but in Chicago, oh, my gosh. They have us we're just kind of holed up. I listened to a broadcast yesterday where they ask us to literally stay in our houses starting 5 o'clock today until April 7th. And they said, you know, you must stay 6 feet away from everybody, and you must do this, you must do that, really stay away from each other. And the governor has given this information, surrounded by all these people who were as close to him as one foot. So what do you know? I don't know. Maybe they're immune to such things. Anyway, welcome
to the
program.
It makes you wonder. Well, thank you. And it makes you wonder if they're on prophylactic chloroquine or something. Or, you know, how could they? What a bad signal if a picture's worth 1,000 words. OMG. You know.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Gee. And some of them already have hoarseness, like the president. Just because you have one negative test, you breathe no sigh of relief. You could be a month into shedding this virus, or even asymptomatic shedder and disinfecting people right and left, and it still be negative. You know, it's just, if I had to design a microbe that continually amazes me every few days with something new about its pathogenicity and its morbidity and its mortality, oh my gosh, this thing is an ongoing. But go ahead with what you're saying about what's happening locally down there.
Stay
home. Oh, we've got to. Yes. Oh, I mean, this is crucial, but go ahead with where you're going with that. We have got to immediately cease what we're doing. You know, everybody's heard blunting the curve, blunting the wave. Already hospitals will be just slammed, and you must consider that the hospitals are already gigantic, huge cruise ship contagions.
Oh, absolutely. There, if you want to get sick, go to the hospital. There you can pick up C. diff, you can pick up a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, it's incrementally worse now that this thing is not only, just look at the ways that it's transmitted, if I can talk about that just for a second.
Sure.
You know,
now, okay,
of course.
So it's a real thing. It is not just something that they made up. It is, let's establish whether it is real or whether it's phony or whatever. Let's establish that. You're a microbiologist and a doctor. Is it real?
It is real, but as far as the pathogenicity, it is in the unreal realm because it just stretches the imagination. You know, if you took the worst of every bug you know out there, let's say, for instance, the high infectivity of hepatitis A, and let's couple that with Montezuma's Revenge. This stuff is equally as, you know, we know about the respiratory droplets. We know about touching a surface and going to your eyeballs. But there are so many other ways to get this. The respiratory droplets are actually aerosolized. That means because they become one with the air. Just like particles that are suspended in a dark room on an early morning, and the sunlight comes through like a laser beam. You can see those particles suspended there. That's what this virus does, and it has these little spikes like sails. And we'll tell you more about what makes those spikes unique, but those can travel 200 meters and infect 200 meters away in high concentrations.
Wow. Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range.
I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Alrighty, we are back with Dr. Mobley, and okay, you were talking about looking at things in the sunlight.
And yeah, we're talking about the real and unreal aspects of this bug, this coronavirus, this novel coronavirus that emerged in 2019. That's why we call it COVID-19. And it's very real. We have people dropping that I know in Springfield. We can get to the three staff that I think have it. There, we've been waiting 10 days for test results. I can get to that in a minute. But it is absolutely real. And it is just a microbiologist, a person that has studied pandemics all his life, is just stretches the imagination. And I'd like to just get into some of those aspects. You know, we've all known that the diseases, the flu and the cold, are transmissible by projectile. And you've probably seen on the internet how far just a sneeze can go in a still room, sometimes 15 feet. And, you know, air compression can cause quite a bit of force. Similarly, these people have real bad diarrhea, and explosive diarrhea can similarly propel the droplets in like manner. So we've known the droplets. That's why, you know, you cough into your elbow, or you isolate yourself from somebody that's coughing, or you open the window. In this manner, don't forget that dilution is the solution to pollution, okay? So the more ambient air, the more windows that are open, the less you're going to get. And almost every infectious disease is dependent on what the seeding is, how many you get initially. This is why doctors come down with it real quick. They're seeing it all the time, and they're getting a bunch of it. but a few bugs here and there, they're not going to overwhelm it, okay? So we've known the respiratory droplets, and we've known the surfaces, you know, where you touch something and then you touch your eyeballs or your lips or something like that. We know that. But this aerosolization, where it can be aerosolized and hang in a room almost indefinitely, where it becomes like deodorant. If the air is still in a room, you're going to smell it 20 minutes later. And speaking of surfaces, it could last on surfaces from, you know, hours to days, apparently, depending on the humidity, and probably whether it finds something to live and reproduce, like other poop or dander or something like that, you know? I know it's dinner time, you know, in Central Time Zone where I'm at as well, but we're going to talk about some pretty scary stuff. So, but worse than that, are you okay?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, worse than that, the first OMG was that it's spread fecal orally. Left off saying, meaning like Montezuma's Revenge. How many times have you come back from Mexico, and I go to Guatemala all the time, and my group or myself don't have some gastroenteritis? It passes. It's a virus. It's just everywhere. It's like hepatitis A, thank goodness. We're vaccinating ourselves. And when hepatitis A makes its way into a restaurant, everybody, the whole community that's been there the last 600, you know, patrons has to be tested and treated or whatever, you know, soon they're hot, you know, and we snap it down. This stuff is more contagious that way. I started tearing up. This is goodbye to my dear friends in Guatemala. It's just not standing 6 feet away. You cannot find water around there except through the water project we got coming down from the highlands of bringing rainwater down that's not fecally contaminated. I mean, Lake Atitlan is just, you just can't find, you know, a famous microbiologist said, if shit phosphoresced, the whole world would glow. Okay?
Wow.
And, you know, that's just the way it is. That's why we're fortunately vaccinated against hepatitis A. And in Springfield, you know, I live on 4 acres. We're, all my neighbors, we're on a big well, 9 of us, but it's on the aquifer. And we don't chlorinate the water, and when we have it tested, there is an acceptable amount of fecal coliforms that are tolerable. And basically, after a certain threshold, we worry about it. What's that virus? It's going to be showing up there as well, because it's going to go in the aquifer. And so when do we have to start a boil order? Let's hope we don't find out the hard way. So fecal oral, and then, as if that wasn't enough, we learned that it's blood-borne, which means like HIV and hepatitis B and hepatitis C. If I've got a cut on my hand and it scratches up against the box, you know, it doesn't have to go to my eyelid, you know, to get contaminated. It's just like, boom. And that comes from, you know, they say the fusion between the snake and the bat, where, you know, just the fusion of genes, it had all this. And where do you get the fusion of a snake and a bat? Well, maybe from the market that the guy's selling them both.
Right.
Now, it could be a bioweapon. And if it was, I would assume that it escaped by accident, because who else would want to totally destroy way life is as we know it on the planet? And if we don't play freeze tag immediately, this is going to do it.
Wow. Well, that is very
interesting. Thank you for letting me. I know. And, thank you for letting me vent. Could you tell it's been pent up?
I have. I have always, when I flush a toilet, I keep the lids closed. I do not flush a toilet because it just is not a good idea.
I never thought of that, but that's so wise.
If you sit on the toilet and flush the toilet while you're sitting there, you can feel the spray. So
I always close the toilet lid
before I flush the toilet because if you...
It'll
go onto your toothbrush. It'll go onto whatever's sitting around.
I know, and... It's honest to God the truth. You can catch this through flatulence if it's carrying particles. It's just like anything else. You know, it's not only gas that causes a flatulence. I mean, just smell, I hate to say this, but your underwear after a day of eating beans, and that's just not gas hanging in now, those fibers, ladies and gentlemen. You know, those, you know, and these little coronaviruses just are carrying the little reservoirs of petri dishes. You know, this is where a radio station hung up on me the other day. Seriously. I mean, you go, oh, this guy's crazy. No, this is science. So, the study, about 200 meters, you can Google 200 meters and coronavirus aerosolized. The study says it can be infectious from a decomposing body from 200 meters away. Oh, my gosh. This makes funeral homes obsolete. Bodies are wildly infectious, and much so more than Ebola. You couldn't catch Ebola necessarily. You had to, you know, you touch them at the funeral. You hug them, the dead body, you know. Yeah, it was a little hard until they start just exploding with blood. Then it's, you know, aerosolized and everything else. But my God, every single way, get rid of the bodies and the wildness that they had incinerators all over China. Makes perfectly good sense. You're not going to contaminate by burying them the groundwater forever if they're going to be living in bodies. You're not going to put formaldehyde in them.
Oh, that's the worst thing. I don't want to destroy the earth. I want to be cremated.
I know. Well, what we're talking, how many people, look, you know, there are hundreds of deaths today in Italy. It's a relatively small country compared to New York City. What are we going to do with all the bodies? You know, the health centers, boom. They're already gigantic contagions. Close down. You're crazy if you go in for a gallbladder to deliver a baby. Find somebody to come to your house and hope and pray for the best. But it's a pitiful, pretty scary situation out there. And you know, you started the program by saying, you know, in 2014, I was saying that the CDC is lying. Ladies and gentlemen, our government is lying. I've been waiting 10 days to try to get 3 employees tested. I swear they have it. And the hospital call today says that Quest is still so far behind because they've just been backlogged because they promoted it nationally. As soon as states are getting the local testing, they can get it done. So they just started local testing Thursday in Missouri, but my tests are still hung up in Quest. You know, we do DOT physicals. We had to close down and assume the worst till proven otherwise. You can't get testing even for healthcare professionals. And this N95 mask shortage, we've been out of those for 3 months. You know why? Because China bought them from us, even though they were made in China. Ask Menards. They sold the last bit to China that they got from China, like 100,000 masks, you know. And that is also a lie. And the medical supply chains right now, like Hankins Medical Supply in Springfield, Missouri, that supplies all of our independent clinics that are not affiliated with the hospital and stuff, he says he's heard nothing even to this day about N95 masks.
Okay, so what is the test? What does the test? How do they do a test?
Apparently it goes way back in your nasal pharyngeal area where it almost goes down your throat and you can cough it up. Like you see people that can pass a tube or a garden snake through their nostrils and it comes out your throat. Well, it goes down there way back in the middle of it, halfway. Okay, and it's just a horrible thing, like water up your nose, but that's where some microbes live that are hard to get otherwise. People that get gonorrhea in the mouth, you can't treat that with regular stuff, even though in the urethra tract you can, because it's hidden way back there, okay, in the tonsils and all that stuff where blood doesn't penetrate. That's where this got to go. And then you put it in a special preservative, which requires, you know, having, as well as this tube. You know, you can order swabs, but they've got to go way the stink back there. You're not going to put a wrong one with wooden or things like that. Then you put it in preservative, then you send it to the lab, and they immediately freeze it. And that's important because you worry about preservation time because you're looking for the actual raw RNA, rather than, say, for instance, a lot like influenza A and B, you're looking for the body's reaction to it. Is the antibody there? Do you have it? You know, and or most of the hepatitis, you get this antibody and this antibody. So it is a dreadfully unpleasant test, but again, if I had to design a microbe that was the worst example, it would be something you can't do yourself. They say, well, we'll tell people to do it. You know, I can't even stick a, you know, a little cuticle scissors in my nostril without sneezing. You know, a half inch, let alone 3 inches, something's going to go back there. You're not going to get good samples. And then you got to have the reagent. You know, that is probably what has held up a lot of the problems already, is they were apparently short reagent. Well, it sounds like, you know, if we can make meth, if we can make antibiotics, we'll be able to make the reagent pretty damn quick. But now it's just who has the authority to do it, and the states that are doing it have figured it out themselves. And the raw truth is they're largely blue states.
The other thing, too, is that some of the tests just say, well, just take your temperature. That's not a test. Now, Dr. Jennifer Daniels described all these tests that should be taken in order to determine what's wrong with your body. And she talks about this one where you put a tube down your throat or one, you know, in other places. And taking your temperature doesn't cut it, right?
Well, it can usually differentiate this from the seasonal cold, which is still going around, because you don't get a fever with a cold. Number two, it tells that person you're highly infectious and get off the street, and the Chinese would throw you in prison if you resisted or break your neck, because they understand these are wildly infectious people. So it'd be a good way to cut down pretty darn quick who's infected and make damn sure you keep them locked up, because they probably just don't have a urinary tract infection or something else. And you can't trust negative tests. That's what I'm saying. It takes a while to turn positive, so you have lots of false negatives. Just because President Trump is negative, because he sounds stopped up, doesn't mean he doesn't have it. You know, somebody else in the White House already has it in Vice President Pence's office. You have to assume everybody already has it. A couple of weeks ago, just about a week ago now, one of the leading papers said it's everywhere already, and it is everywhere already. But we need to stop it to those few that haven't been exposed yet, and make sure that we can blunt this curve and just try to save the hospital infrastructures. If not, try to keep us from being totally overwhelmed with the body surplus and what to do with all these highly infectious nidus of infections, you know?
Right. Yeah. Oh, goodness. What a terrible thing that it's... We are in deep trouble, literally.
Well, the fact that these healthcare workers are now being told not to wear the homemade mask is highly controversial, but honestly, it makes all the sense in the world if you understand that most people don't wear the mask properly. The masks you can make have do nothing more than your underwear containing a flatulent smell in a room. And they become a petri dish, you know, that are moist, that are at body temperature, that are just concentrated on the outside from you breathing the bug out if you got it, or you're concentrated on the inside, from, you know, or vice versa, from you breathing it out or concentrated on the other side. And it's just not like touching a can of beans that the stocker at Walmart put up at 5 a.m. and it's 9 a.m. You're reaching behind the bag and go, oh, my God, that's the one that's just back there. No. You're talking about a petri dish that's loaded with that stuff. So where are you going to discard them? And besides, you know, even though it's a great thing, you know, that this is what we've done, it becomes the protest movement of, well, we weren't prepared and nobody was paying attention and somebody was asleep at the wheel. You know, so, you know, other than it being a protest, you know, just saying this is what we got to do, they are harmful. Now, will it keep the respiratory stuff from flying across 15 feet when you sneeze, like we talked about at the beginning of the program? Yep. but then it becomes a massive super, you know, nidus of infection, just the worst mess you've ever seen. So I can understand where, you know, it's kind of like, since in one state or one city or somewhere, they said, doctors quit, you know, you're going to be dismissed, you're going to be disciplined if we see you wearing a homemade mask. Well, even the surgical mask, I think they help. But a little bit, they'll keep the droplets, but you got to know what to do with it. You got to assume
that
mask is filled with the patient's nastiest viruses at all. Besides, the surgical masks aren't going to stop the coronavirus any more than it's going to stop the cologne that you spray to see if it works. Now, N95 masks do. A properly working N95 mask stops the smell of a cologne like a gas mask. That's how we fit type test them. You just can't put on one. You're supposed to have a fit test to make sure your chin and your mustache doesn't do anything, you know, and you use a little powdered saccharin. But, yeah, they're not simple things. No substitute.
All righty. We will be right back in 3 minutes. Stay with us.
Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Back with our guest, Dr. Gil Mobley. Do you think that somebody created this as a bioweapon, or?
From what I know about the Asian market. It's just conceivable that just through randomness this happened, but it just has the worst of every imaginable disease that you can imagine. It is an absolute collage of a nightmare of each disease's transmissibility, with even the false negatives like TB. It's impossible to figure out you're into that until a long while. It is just not only that, but the rapidity of its spread. It's like the Bible verse, "Oh, death, where is thy sting?" Well, the sting, it comes as the other things associated with the death, like the family squabbles or issues that come like that. Those are the ugly tentacles. In this pandemic, it's not just the people falling dead among us, which are oftentimes the weak, but just a furrow of thinning out with no immunity assured. But it seems to hit very, very fast, which means it's going to be decrippling to the very infrastructure. You know, at this juncture, we got to look at our automobile and go, of the thousands of pieces in there, how many pieces are absolutely essential for the function of it? You know, most of them probably not, the window shield and the doorknobs and the light switches and all that. But how many pieces are absolutely essential for it to run? Probably around 1,000 or maybe 500. Just absolutely essential for it to get you one place to another with one part, or maybe with lug nuts or two, maybe, okay. Same thing with the intricacy of a power plant here in Springfield, Missouri. You got the coal that needs to be produced, brought by the train, you know, and all the electric plant that generates it and the linemen. There's going to be a high absentee rate. There's going to be a high double income, no kid, I don't have to go in because we're set as it is. There's going to be plenty of people that have to stay home because their kids are home. And they're going to have a tremendous shortage of parts as well, because we can't get anything from China. And besides, it's a national lockdown. So I just can't see how we cannot, in a worst-case scenario, which one of the rules of medicine is expect the worst to proven otherwise, is what are we going to do when the chlorinator fails at the city or water system? Or what are we going to do when we don't get the coal delivered? Or what are we going to do when the pharmacies can't get their medicines for? So they came up with a list a month ago of medicines that we'll be likely short of already. That's where the problem is. And already there are hospitals in the United States where the ER last night could not find a surgeon to take out a hot appendix in a young child.
Oh, my gosh.
That's where the sting is. The sting is the elective surgeries that are going to go bad. I started wondering, you know, what happened? What would happen if I had my gallbladder attack and I knew I was facing death if I didn't go, or a coronavirus crucio? That's the thing of this.
Yes. Okay, we will be right back. This is the top of the hour. We'll be right back.
Like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.